Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Sabrina, and I'm so excited. Today we are talking about anxiety and keeping calm. I'm going to read this. I wrote this for the blog part. We must turn to the one who is in control of all things. Wait, sorry about that. I lost sort of kind of the connection there for a minute. Somebody had knocked on the door. But what I was saying was I'm going to start that over. I was going to read you guys the from the blog post that I had wrote on for this editorial, so I apologize for that. So this is Sabrina. We're from Las Vegas, and we are live. So we must turn to the one who is in control of all things. God holds our life in his hands and is the only one who can calm our anxious minds. When we frantically struggle to put the pieces of our life together on our own, we will fail. The only way to gain peace in the midst of anxiety is to turn to God, trusting in his perfect will and his power to hold us in his hands. The best way to remember this truth is to look in the Bible. And here are some Bible verses that we're going to talk about. One is my favorite, Philippians 4:4. Do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. So God is in control of that. Now, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and talk about what anxiety is and some calming ways for people to do that. We are going to play Lady Princess, I think, yes.
My heart, my soul.
right. That was Lady Princess. So we're going to get right to it. We're just going to talk about anxiety and panic attacks and how they relate together, and how that there's a difference between just a normal anxiety, which happens with everybody, versus an anxiety disorder. So anxiety is a general term for several disorders that cause nervousness, fear, apprehension, and worry. These disorders affect us and make us feel and behave and cause physical symptoms, and those can be caused by shortness of breath, our high blood pressure going up. Over 40 million people in the United States, most common, have been diagnosed with or have anxiety, but only 36.9% get help. The symptoms can include tension, increased blood pressure. Normal anxiety would mean, like, say you're worried about your job, say you're running from something like an animal. That's normal anxiety. You have a fight. You have a fight or flight, where it's just like you have to survive. Whereas versus an anxiety disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, you are just all of a sudden something that should be not, that shouldn't cause you to get overwhelmed or feel so anxious, has an overreaction, and then this causes a panic attack, which can cause somebody to feel like they can't breathe, they're having a heart attack, that they're going to die. And I know that you guys have seen some of these differences. What's the problem with that? It's nothing. It's just the fact that, it's not nothing. It's just that you have to learn how to control your anxiety. Anxiety disorders, when a person is classified with an anxiety disorder, there's generalized anxiety. This is a chronic disorder involving excessive, long-lasting anxiety and worries about non-specific life events, objects, and situations. And the most common anxiety disorder, people with GAD are not always able to identify the cause of anxiety. Then you have the panic disorder. A brief or sudden attacks of intense terror and apprehension is characterized by panic disorder. These attacks can lead to shaking, confusion, dizzy, nauseous, and breathing difficulties. Panic attacks tend to occur and escalate rapidly and peak after 10 minutes. However, they may last for hours. And at that point, you should be getting that person medical attention. Panic disorders usually occur after frightening experiences or prolonged stress or triggers, or can occur without a trigger. An individual experiencing a panic attack may misinterpret as a life-threatening illness. At that point, it's best to get the person to the hospital. Phobia, this is an irrational fear and avoidance of object or situations. Social anxiety, this is fear of being negatively judged by others in a social situation or fear of public embarrassment. The feelings can range from stage fright, a fear of intimacy, and a fear of humiliations. These situations cause people to avoid public. Obsessive compulsive disorder, and we can think of one such as the hand washing. This is anxiety disorder characterized by thoughts or actions that are repetitive, distressing, and intrusive. The most important thing about these disorders, because there's where people are going to can have normal anxiety for things, you know, a husband, his wife is pregnant, that's an anxiety, and she's about to deliver a baby. But when it comes to the anxiety disorders, one thing is that you don't want to tell somebody that these are not true, that they don't have them, they'll get over them. You need to allow the person to deal with it, work through it with them, and get them help as needed. Then there's a post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. This is an anxiety that results from previous trauma, such as military combat, sexual assault, a hostage situation, or serious accident. As we can attest to yesterday being the 17th year anniversary of 9/11, and people are still suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from that. PTSD often leads to flashbacks and may cause a person to make a behavior change to avoid the triggers. And sometimes, sadly, you can see that this PTSD can go into killing. Separation anxiety, this happens a lot with children when they're separated from their parents, but sometimes this disorder can be excessive or inappropriate. So basically, with all that being said, what do we do to treat anxiety? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back to our song. to our next song. So we will be right back in just a second. And I hope you guys are having a great day. And remember, you're more than enough, and you are wonderful. Just so you know. Playing music here.
G, I'm back by demand. Lord willing, it's all in his plan. I ain't never really had a plan, so I used to thank him in advance. People say that money make the man, but I ain't been the type to take advance. Take the dirt and mold to make the man. So the dirt just made me who I am.
Me,
just a man with a purpose. I ain't perfect, that's certain. God hand still working.
Yeah.
It's just the paint on my surface, and they wanna know what's up under that. I tell them don't worry about none of that. I struggle to come up from under that, while people were reaching to pull you back. Trust me, dawg, I ain't going back. I'm in a hole in the place. Problem keeps slowing my pace, but I'ma keep running my race. Yeah, ain't got no time for delays. Man, I gotta make a play. So when you hear, let it play.
When you hear, let it play.
Hey, that's real. So it's really real. I'ma keep it real. What's a man without God's favor? When you in the field of late with this music, homie, I don't really chill. Catch the vibe with the spirit. Can you feel it in the air?
In the air. G pray, G pray.
The spirit on.
G pray.
Emoji, and we are back to what causes anxiety and talking about panic disorders because they're all in some of the same categories. Anxiety disorders have a complicated network of causes, such as stress from personal relationship, work, job, family, finances, traumatic event, even shortage of oxygen at high altitudes, genetics, because you could have a family history of depression, anxiety, of other disorders, medical factors such as the side effects of medications, symptoms of conditions, or stress from a serious underlying medical condition, brain chemistry. I know I have anxiety, and I'm right now, because I'm in the rehab for my hip, and I have a few more weeks I'm here, and sometimes it gets a little overwhelming for me being here, not in my own house, not in my own environment, so I have to remind myself, listen to my music. I bought some new headphones today, actually yesterday, play certain music that's calming, classical or opera, do deep breaths, and that sounds something that really works for me, and it, you know, I saw it on a TV show, but holding both your thumbs together on each hand and breathing in and out and focusing your energy there. Excessive anxiety is most commonly triggered by the stress of a day-to-day living, any combination of the above. It is usually a response to outside forces, but it's possible anxious feelings can be emerged from a person telling him or herself the worst will happen. And at that point, when you start doing that, you need to stop, refocus, rethink, and don't get into the negative patterns, because that's not going to help you at all. So you just have to, you really have to work through that, okay? And to be diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder or some of the disorders we talked about earlier, you have to actually go to a provider that is trained in that. You can also see your medical doctor. Some of the symptoms, there's several anxiety disorders, each with a distinct set of symptoms. However, symptoms can include sweating, dizziness, trembling, back pain, restlessness, fatigue, muscle tension, being easily startled. That goes a lot with PTSD. Reoccurring and ongoing feelings of worry with or without stressors. Avoidance of certain situations that may cause worry, often quality of life. So, again, with anxiety, you really, really have to stop and think, because sometimes you don't need to go to the doctor. Some ways to treat anxiety. Let's talk about what's not. Sometimes people, when they have anxiety and they don't want to go to the doctor, or they don't want to seek help, or they want to try to self-medicate, that they may go into anxiety and depression. With being sad or other conditions, has to have a strong effect on the anxiety, and they may end up drinking, using drugs, so we need to be aware of self-medication and getting those people help. And if you're a family person, you have a family member and you're listening to this, anxiety is real, but using other coping mechanisms that's not going to help your mind, body, or spirit. You need to help get your loved one some help. Self-treatment. Sometimes anxiety can be treated at home without a doctor's supervision. However, this may be time with shorter periods of anxiety and obvious causes. There's things that you can do. Stress management, learning how to manage your stress might help limit potential triggers. Relaxation techniques, what I just told you guys about, listening to music, writing in a journal, exercising, long baths, yoga, just sitting in the dark. Exercise replaces negative thoughts and helps the endorphins in your brain. Picturing yourself successful. Sometimes when we get into anxiety, as we were talking about earlier, panic attacks, we feel the world is caving in. You have to get away from that. Supportive network. Talk with a person who's supportive, such as a family. We talked about exercise. Going to counseling. There's nothing wrong with going to counseling. There's cognitive behavioral therapy, psychotherapy, or combination of the therapy. The cognitive behavior, focus on the behavior, and help you deal with ways to stop that. So those are ways of thinking of things to do. Psychotherapy doesn't mean that you are crazy or anything. It means that you care about yourself and you want self-care and you care about the people around you, because you want to have a healthy, happy mind, body, and spirit. So don't be ashamed of getting into counseling. Sometimes people need medications. I take medication for anxiety, and it does help, because it's not trying to deal with it on my own was not helping. So antidepressants are commonly used to treat anxiety. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that, hey, you know what? This is something I need, and it may not be permanent. You are more than enough. You are not your anxiety. You are not your PTSD. You are not your bipolar. You are a person that is just trying in life, and things happen, and we're all human. Although anxiety disorders cannot be prevented, and anxious feelings will always be present in a daily life, there are ways to reduce the risk of full-blown anxiety disorder. Try to take the following steps will help keep anxious emotions in check. Reduce your caffeine, tea, cola, chocolate consumptions, because caffeine can raise your blood pressure, for one, and also can make you more hyped up. Check with a doctor or pharmacist before using over-the-counter or herbal remedies. Maintain a healthy diet. What you eat and put in your mind, body, and spirit will affect you. Keep a regular sleep pattern. Avoid alcohol, cannabis, or other recreational drugs. I know that people say that CBD, oil, marijuana can help all those, but again, if you can do this on your own, then you should. Okay, so you have to find what works for you. I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm not telling you that you have to listen to me, but I am suggesting that you find ways to calm yourself, art therapy, you know, finding a craft to do, playing, joining a group, a women's group, a men's group. Maybe for you it would be going to church, but whatever you do, you're doing to help yourself. And that's the most important thing, is to take care of yourself. You are amazing. You're valuable. You're wanted. So know that. And know that asking for help doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you human. All right, we're going to have another song, and then we'll be right back. We'll be right back. I'm going to play a song here. Let's see if we can get it to play. Go to the studio, but I do want to remind you guys that Divine Royalty Travel is the sponsored travel agent for Rolling with the Diva. If you have anything that you want to learn about travel, where to travel, how to book a group trip, or just an individual world cruise for yourself, just send me an email at cvwtdiva, and I will put you in touch with Divine Royalty Travel. Here we go. I want to thank Alations Radio and Magazine for being one of our sponsors. They are awesome. You can find them, you can follow them on Facebook. They also have Alations Radio, which they have a show that comes on Fridays at 12 p.m. with Kimmy Kim. You can follow them. They are a sponsor, and we really appreciate them. Yes, you can tell I'm trying to get the music started, because sometimes Blog Talk Radio has its own little mind, but we love it anyway. Rolling with the Diva can also be heard on iHeartRadio and Spotify Radio podcast.
You're taking me.
here we were back with Rolling with the Diva with Sabrina Williams. I'm your host. Thank you for tuning in the show, and thank you for your time. You know, today's topic was on anxiety and panic disorders. I'm really focused on the mind, body, and spirit of people, and I want you to know that it's nothing to be ashamed with to have a mental health crisis or a mental health issue or being diagnosed with a mental health disorder. You are human. We're all human. And nobody is perfect. So I just want to tell you that. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:16. Well, actually, it's 4:4. Do not be anxious about anything, but give your request to God. So the Bible is a great way to get relief from anxiety. You may still have to go seek counseling. Nothing. God created all of these people, so he created many resources for you. Here's a couple of Bible verses that I found. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord will be with all of you. Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares to the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. See how it is? You can cheer up anybody, so just know. 1 Peter 5:6-8. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Psalm 23:4, another one of my favorite verses. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 56:3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you be by worrying about a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need. But seek ye first his kingdom and keep his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own trouble of its own. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. All righty. There you go. Lots of Bible verses that you guys can listen to at the end, toward the end of this, the last like 7 minutes of this broadcast. But I just want you guys to know that your Heavenly Father cares about you. Your higher power that some of you believe in care about you. But know you have friends and family and many resources, such as 211 in any state in the United States to call whether you need counseling, domestic violence help, you're struggling, if you're suicidal, please call 911 immediately and talk to somebody. If somebody is suicidal, don't disregard it. Talk to them and get them help. You are more than your anything that's going on. You're more than enough, and you are loved. I thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva on today, Wednesday, September 12th. I really appreciate my listeners, and I really appreciate the time that you guys take to just listen to the show. You're wonderful. You're cared for, and have a great, great day. Bye-bye.